Untitled, Elder Oscar Akrakim, Conference Report, October 1943, pages 34-35, with the inspiration of the past and of the present and facing the greatest opportunity for missionary work in the history of the Church, it becomes our duty to think seriously, make definite preparations, and be ready to accept and enjoy the call of tomorrow which will soon come to many to take the revealed word of the Lord to a weary and sorrowing world where men's very souls are being tried. Methods of early missionaries of the Church. Our early missionaries thrill us with their stories of faith, courage, sacrifice, and devotion. It has been revealing to me to know that the gospel word and the story of the prophet Joseph Smith has been told by our missionaries in Iceland, Finland, India, Malta, West Indies, China, Siam, Russia, and in many of the far away islands of the seas as well as in the well-known countries of the world. Here are words from a few of the old diaries of the missionaries of yesterday. I quote, "The law of God to us was to go without purse or scrip. We put some books of Mormon and some clothing into our valises, strapped these on our backs, and started on foot, relying on the Lord for preservation and blessing. Our way," said another, "was miraculously opened, that we might have means to pursue our voyage," and another, "in the name of Jesus Christ we went forth healing the sick, restoring the lame, and opening the eyes of the blind. The honest in heart flocked by hundreds to the standard we reared. We were hailed with songs and shouting and other tokens of joy." After a long and hard voyage, said another, "the first thing we did was to ascend a mountain and offer prayers of thankfulness and ask for guidance in our work. I resolved," said one brother, "to start on my mission to England, which seemed a painful duty for me to perform to have my family go into the wilderness westward, and I turn and go the other way." Later, however, in England, I learned they were 120 miles out of Nauvoo, all well and rejoicing in the gospel. "And then," said one, "the cholera had broken out on the boat. Henry went on the upper deck, called upon the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ and in the power of the priesthood rebuked the destroyer. The one person that had the disease died, but no other people on the boat were afflicted." These and many like stories which you might tell give us the inspiration of the missionaries of yesterday. Comment of a military leader, "Today their grandsons and great-grandsons in foxholes, on battlefields, in hospitals, and in army camps and on the seas are bringing to their companions and friends the same story of comfort and inspiration." "Give me the soldier," said one of our military leaders, "who has faith in God. He has no fear. Once he knows the cause is just, then all hell can't stop him." "What we need here," said he, "is more Mormon missionaries and better mechanics. But tomorrow when this terrible conflict is over, then we shall have our greatest challenge. For our Lord has said, 'Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.' And the only peace that shall endure will be that built in the hearts of men. Faith in God brings peace." In the Gospel of St. John, 14th chapter, verse 27, we find this promise, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." To have faith in God and a testimony of the divine mission of the prophet Joseph Smith, these great truths hold the secret of abiding peace. How humble, prayerful, and thoughtful we should be as we face this great task, this opportunity to do so much good. One has said, "Lord, make me a channel of thy peace that where there is wrong I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is doubt I may bring faith, that where there is sadness I may bring joy. For it is by giving that one receives, it is by self, forgetting that one finds." Future missionary work, begin now for your mission tomorrow. The Lord is blessing many of you with greatly increased incomes. Set aside a definite amount for missionary service, and then if you are worthy and the call comes, you will be ready to enjoy the greatest experience of your life, an ambassador of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us be humble, and prayerful, and study the word of the Lord. Tomorrow will soon be here. May the Lord add his blessings, I humbly pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.